Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs, joined alongside the Hipster Hunter. We're going to be talking a little Terrence Bud Crawford versus Julius Ondongo. The numbers have come in. We have the Nielsen rating numbers. We'll discuss ratings. We'll give you comparable ratings of Lomachenko. And hopefully our producer can get even Pacquiao's numbers most recently on ESPN. And then we'll include Terrence Crawford's thoughts on this at exactly 2:40 today, which is about less than 3 hours ago. He tweeted, "Glad everyone's seen and noticed the difference between how ESPN promoted my fight compared to the other two fights before me." Now, reread that before you react, because I've sent this to a few people, and right away they say, "Oh, well, you know, HBO, and it's not HBO he's talking about. It's not HBO he's talking about. Or is it?" No, it's definitely not HBO, and I just wanted to use the soundbite. Speaking of sound bites, let me head on over to the Golden State.
Dolla DiBiase production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy, Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware. And man, Terrence Crawford's maybe hating for some people, but I think he definitely has some grievances that he is starting to express. And we've sort of always known that there have been some behind closed doors grievances expressed from the Crawford team, from Crawford to Top Rank / HBO and now / ESPN for the way that he feels he is promoted compared to others in that stable. It's going to be interesting to see what the callers think about this, what the fans think about this all, where this heads to. I've said it numerous times that Crawford to me is the closest thing to a Mayweather career in terms of progression. Definitely not stardom, but in terms of who he, the level of competition when he fights them, moving up to the weight classes, to me, it mirrors Floyd Mayweather, a beef with Top Rank / the network. That does follow the Mayweather blueprint in a lot of ways, or just that legacy. So it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. Can't wait to chop it up with everyone.
Yes, sir. I'm excited for sure. I want to go to Terrence Crawford's Instagram as well and just go ahead and show you this, guys, before I forget. Because you got to love this guy. Bud Crawford, T. Bud Crawford on Instagram. Let me do a screen share here and get this to you guys. So head on over to YouTube right here. And while you're at YouTube, you might as well hit us up with a thumbs up button. You know, hit that thumbs up button. So we're at the verified Instagram of Terrence Crawford. Matt, Exhibit A shows that he has 137,000 followers. You know, as hardcore as you guys are out there, you should know now around about who has what. We've spoken about Deontay's, and we've spoken about Dillian White's, who's significantly lower than the undisputed 140-pound champion. But there is one post I want to address your attention to. Not this one where the crowd is surrounding him and he beautifully hashtag squad as the only words. No, that one is just, you know, I'm just letting you see that one because it was dope too. But not that one with his son's first day of school. And not this one the day after his fight already back in the gym. No, not that one. This one, Matt. This one that I'm zooming into now. This is the one that it's in our thumbnail. This is the one that I want people to see. Terrence Crawford in that quarter, excuse me, in that running back position. You can tell I don't watch other sports, right? In that running back position here, and his caption is beautiful. T-Bud Crawford ran through the 135 and 140 pound like one of the great hashtag Nebraska running backs, double exclamation point. Hashtag what's next? Hashtag who's next? Matt, and the one that has me all excited, hashtag 147 question mark, question mark. So again, you can cue the soundbite if you want to help. And then he goes and puts the corn with the red dot. Now, if he was a girl, I'd be like, all right, he's on his period, but he's obviously not a girl. So I'm thinking he's doing the corn with the red dot means I put Nebraska on the map, right? Like, boop, you know, we on the radar, maybe. What do you think, Matt? Take it away.
That makes sense. No, that makes sense. This is my first time seeing this Instagram post, to be honest. And nothing's new there. Yeah, he cleaned out 135. Yeah, he cleaned out 140. We're ready for him to go to 147. I think almost everyone is in a consensus about that. That we're ready to see him against the likes of a Jesse Vargas, the likes of Pacquiao's, Horns, Thurman's, Porter's, Danny Garcia's, etc. I'm ready.
But what does he mean about this tweet? Let me just bring this back up to everybody here. Glad. He says, glad everyone seen and noticed the difference between how ESPN promoted my fight compared to the other two fights before me. There's an article that came out. Obviously, we at the Boxing Voice, we don't really write articles. So, Matt, you want to get that Boxing Scene article that has all the ratings?
Yes, so right now we do not have the peak for this event.
Yes, we do.
No, we do not.
Yes, we do. It says it peaked at about 1,000,036. I found that it was in the bottom of the article. It's you know, it's all over that place. But it does give a lot of numbers. What we also need is Pacquiao's numbers on ESPN, just so we can see, you know, have some, give the listeners something to compare it to, right?
The Pacquiao numbers were 3 million. And again, remember, they combined streaming numbers and actual TV numbers. So you have to account that we never got a specific just TV numbers. We always got to combine metric when they presented those numbers to us.
But I'm sure they're using those same metrics because this was streamable to you and I. You and I used
this. They're using the same metrics for them all. And again, I don't know that. This one doesn't specify that. That's my only issue. Same with the Lomachenko numbers. Same with the Lomachenko numbers. We never got a specific, is this a combined streaming numbers?
So let's take these numbers.
With Pacquiao.
Let's just take these numbers for what they are. These numbers.
And so Pacquiao's 3 million.
And you know, let's compare it to these other people that, like he said, the two fights before me that have been on, you know, ESPN.
Okay, so
let's be clear, right? Because in case there's still riddle in this, which there still can be. Obviously, I'm not Terrence Crawford. I can't say what he's thinking in this tweet. But, I mean, what are you taking from this? That because I'm reading, well, I'm glad everyone's seen how they promoted Pacquiao and Lomachenko and not me.
Again, just to give out the numbers, then we can address the actual broader topic of the show. Terrence Crawford's numbers for his last fight with Felix Diaz on HBO was 961,000 viewers average. This one's 965,000 viewers average, so we're uptick of 4,000 viewers on the average between ESPN to HBO. And obviously ESPN has about 55 million more subscribers than HBO, so you have to account that into it. Vasily Lomachenko did around 832,000 viewers on HBO for the Jason Sosa fight. He did 728,000 viewers on the ESPN card. Of course, that one had the added context of the NFL Hall of Fame running over, blah, 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 all that stuff. And then obviously Pacquiao doesn't really have any historic numbers with HBO other than pay-per-view numbers. So we really can't go back there and have a true comparison. But obviously on ESPN, he did a 3 million average, both streaming and live TV.
Well, let's see here. What's something, again, where do you stand on that? Cause you wanted to be clear with that, but you didn't tell me where you stand with the tweet. Are we on the same page?
No, we're on the same page. We're on the same page. Cause when I first read it, I inferred it to be referring to his last HBO fights, not this, not Pacquiao Lomachenko. But when I reread it, it was clear to me that's what it meant. And it makes sense. We know, again, we know from Crawford's camp, you know, unnamed sources, that they are unhappy about the differences, that camp isn't really thrilled with these numbers. They think Top Rank and ESPN can do more.
Well, the expectation was 2 to 3 mil.
And let's be honest, I think 1.5 to 2 would have made sense with the added uptick of 55 million more subscribers. But the fact that didn't translate into more viewers is an issue.
But what about the fact that for the Lomachenko fight, they aired a lot of past Lomachenko fights on ESPN to kind of get the fans hype, but it didn't really mean anything, right? I mean, the numbers said what, 700?
Yeah, 728.
So, but for this fight, we didn't get any previous Crawford fights. We did get a couple of we did get a few, what do you call them? Highlight reels, but nothing more. But, do you feel that there was a lack of promotion compared to Crawford and Dango and Lomachenko Mariaga and obviously Pacquiao Horn?
Now, here's my difference with what Crawford may think or his team may think. I don't see that necessarily. I see an overall promoting issue with Top Rank / ESPN. And you can even go back to HBO as well. Obviously, these guys aren't being made into stars. If a promoter's job is to build stars, I would say Top Rank and the network haven't really done that here. From my gatherings, when Terrence Crawford goes on Swear in the Morning, when he goes on those sorts of outlets, that's him and his team pushing for those opportunities. That's not Top Rank. That's not ESPN pushing the buttons to get him on, in a sense. That's not happening here. And same with Lomachenko, same with even Manny Pacquiao, I would say. A lot of these guys are doing a lot of self-promotion when they are paying, not really paying, but they have a promoter. They have somebody that is hired, in a sense, to promote them. And that's not really happening. I think it's hard for Crawford, in my honest opinion, to say, look at how Top Rank and ESPN is promoting these guys. And yeah, there's obvious little things like Teddy Atlas's pound for pound list being very blatantly biased towards Lomachenko. But obviously that's not having a side effect of changing Lomachenko's career and not Crawford's, because neither guy is doing bigger numbers. Neither guy is becoming a star. Neither guy has seen any sort of difference having 55 million more eyes on them or available to them. Think about that. 55 million more people are.
No, isn't it like 30? Isn't it like 30? I thought HBO is 55 and ESPN is 87.
Right here in this article, it says approximately 55 million more than HBO in terms of subscribers. Wow. And this is Keith Idek, I trust as in terms of a reporter. If he's wrong, he's wrong, and I will recant my statement. But even if it's 30 million, it doesn't matter. That's still a massive difference, and it's not translating anything. You're not capitalizing on this added audience. That, to me, is a bigger issue.
Now, Matt, remember when we were watching this live and we did immediate reactions and post-fights, we spoke about how the production felt good. It was good, like how it looked, the telecast, all that was good. And we discussed not really wanting to care about the numbers. Now that the numbers are in, This is ESPN's third show. The problem with PBC is we can't even remember their second and third show.
On ESPN?
Yeah, right? Like, no. we only remember the one that did good numbers, which is whatever Thurman was. That's the one that did good numbers. And that was in the fours, though. So
No, that was in the fours.
Oh, I think so. Check it out.
ESPN, no. You are incorrect, sir. Yes. Even on Fox. Well, not Fox.
You're the producer. Find it. It would be better to 10 minutes from now say, yep, I got that. And then we know exactly where it's at because that's comparable. You know, we got to throw that in there now. I mean, it's the same deal except one was a time buy and the other is not.
1.1 million viewers.
Excuse me?
1.1 million viewers.
That's what Thurman got?
Yes.
Versus who?
Colazo.
Is that the first one on ESPN?
Card. That was the ESPN card, yes.
What was the next one? That's what I'm saying, because I don't even remember. Well,
I don't know what the next card was on ESPN.
No, me neither. Me neither. Sad. So, I mean, where do we go from here? We stick to at least his Instagram. And he question marks 147. He said he's done it all at 35 and at 40. He's ran through those divisions just like one of the great Nebraska running backs. So 47, I mean, it's time to start throwing around real.
Very quickly, hold on. I do have the second card on ESPN.
That? Who was it?
Dude, I forgot about this, dude. It's Danny Garcia versus Pauly Malignaggi.
Oh, that probably did good numbers.
Yes. It also had the Danny Jacobs, Sergio Mora fight. It did 1.07 million views.
Oh, wow. That's not big. So regardless, both ESPN and both Top Rank and PBC are coming in the same except for the superstar. And that's the difference in being a superstar. That's crazy though. So where did Thurman, didn't Thurman do like some big numbers before?
Yeah, those are all on CBS, NBC, and Fox. You have to remember, those are truly basic cable. I know nowadays ESPN is almost basic cable, but in a sense, it's more like an HBO. It's more like a premium network cable because you have to subscribe to it. You plug in any TV to a cable box, you're going to have NBC, CBS, ABC, and such. You don't have that. You don't automatically get ESPN. So it is just a little bit different.
Yeah, I had something to say, and I didn't want to cut you off.
But very quickly, I mean, since we do have those numbers, I mean, Danny got pushed hard by Heyman, hard by Showtime, even pushes himself, I would say, remarkably well. He only did 1 point.
Good social media following, and still the numbers are comparable.
It's only, what, 40,000 more people watching?
Comparable, it's what I'm saying. Maybe, dude.
Here's the thing. ESPN may not be the network for boxing. And I know for a lot of
build it because there's sports fans there. If you give them consistent good fights and promotion, because that's what I wanted to say, this quickly escaped my mind. We know that the sources told us that they were not happy with the promotion. So even after the fight, right, there was like one thing, you know, he was brought back for an interview, but there's nothing on the .com. Pacquiao, and this could be due to circumstance, Matt, but Pacquiao obviously had a lot on the .com because of the controversial nature of his fight. And I don't know about Lomachenko. I don't remember seeing, you know, how long Lomachenko stood there, right? Like today is what, Tuesday, and Crawford's name probably has one article on there, .com.
True. And that makes sense. Pacquiao is a mega star. You have to think about it that way. Pacquiao transcended so many different markets, so many different demographics, transcended the sport as a whole. And even those numbers were disappointing. Let's be honest. The fact that he did 3 million views on ESPN, it was disappointing. Lomachenko numbers were disappointing. Crawford numbers were disappointing. You can even say that the Thurman and Danny numbers were disappointing, I would say. ESPN, there needs to be something different there. I don't know if they're just really not invested into the sport. And if they're not invested into the sport, the promoters, stop going to ESPN. Go to a network that's invested in you and the product, because obviously ESPN is not. Otherwise, they'd be pushing for it more. They wouldn't have preseason highlights of football over the second undisputed champion in boxing right now, getting a third-round knockout. They had preseason highlights over that shit. So obviously, they're not invested in it. So I would say Top Rank, as soon as this deal's up, move on. Move on to a different network. ESPN is not the home of boxing.
I don't know, man. I think people are just accustomed to HBO, but...
I don't even think it's that. I think that the sports audience, the general sports audience, is not the same as a boxing audience. The people that watch football, that watch baseball, that watch soccer and hockey, they don't watch boxing. That's a different type of person. You have to go to a different sort of channel, I think. I don't know.
I know people need to stop. I'm going to have to address Mr. Johnny in the chat there with HBO better be lucky to have Game of Thrones and Insecure, otherwise they go bankrupt. That is absolutely wrong. HBO has been leading in television series for decades. Wire, Bored to Death, Sopranos. I mean, just millions. Girls.
Westworld.
What the fuck doesn't blow up on HBO in terms of sitcom series? And obviously, even their boxing has always been consistent good numbers. But only their pay-per-views have reached above 1 point something. Like, right? Like, we don't get normal HBO ratings at like 1.7 for After Dark or a championship boxing without it being pay-per-view, which is strangely odd as well, but obviously due to matchmaking, right? Because the ones you get the 1 point whatever is because they had to put them on pay-per-view.
Remember when HBO had Canelo on regular HBO against Kirkland, how big those numbers were? It was like 4 or 5 million. It was massive. You know, if they had thrown Pacquiao in his prime and his heyday in the height of his stardom on regular HBO, it would have done insane numbers too. The stars bring in numbers, and Lomachenko and Crawford aren't really the biggest stars. And even Pacquiao, the biggest star right now in the sport, other than Mayweather and possibly McGregor, you know, he even did only 3 million on ESPN. I think ESPN is the issue.
I don't know who's the issue. Don't want to point the finger. Only thing I want to point to is this phone number that you need to call, which is 1-425-569-5241. If you're going to call us internationally or absolutely free on Skype, remember you could download the Skype mobile app and call from your phone. Add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. That's NestorGibbs.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Dollar DiBiase Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predicted he's going to beat me. He lost.
Why isn't Wilder sold out 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get on ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com.
How you doing?
Rob, how you doing over there? What time is it over there?
Nearly 11, I think, in the evening. Yeah, not too bad. I just wanted to comment. I mean, I've sort of mentioned it to you earlier, Ness, but I feel a little like underwhelmed with the numbers. If this was like a UK fighter and he was fighting on like BBC TV and it was for the undisputed champion, I think the numbers would just be insane. You know, we just get behind our heroes. And I know like NFL is like obviously top sport over there, but you know, preseason games being shown, I mean, they don't mean anything really in the long scheme of things. And this is the first undisputed champion for 12 years or whatever it is on going out to 87 million homes, I believe. I don't know, to come in average under a million, I think that's really poor. And I don't know. So I think it's just a bit sad for the sport that someone's done this amazing thing and taken all the bouts and cleaned out the division, and he's just just doesn't seem to have the support or the props for it.
All right, Rob. Well, thanks.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
I mean, you went
a little bit there.
Oh, I thought you were done. I'm like, oh, he went dead on us.
No. I just wonder what you guys think, because I know we're all big boxing heads. Obviously, this is the Boxing Voice, and we just want our sport to thrive. And you know, you've got things like NFL preseason matches, which, like I say, it's not like it's a Super Bowl or anything like that. And I mean, I was speaking to Alex Lemon. He said he watched it in a bar there, and on six of the TVs, it was NFL preseason matches, and on one TV was Bud Crawford, you know, going for the undisputed championship, you know, to hold it all. And I just think it's really sad for the sport that, you know, these guys that go in and do all this hard work in the gym for years and achieve these goals just don't seem to have like the backing of a nation. You know, like I say, in the UK, I couldn't even guess the numbers, but you know, we love our sport in this country, as do you guys. But you know, it would have been on TV, and like, oh God, everyone would have watched it. Men, women, you know, grandmas, grandpas. It's just sport on TV, and especially on BBC if it was free. I don't know. Is ESPN like a free channel?
No.
Oh, it's not. It's like subscription, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I sort of under the impression it wasn't. It was kind of like almost a free thing. But for 87 million homes to have it, and just to average just under a million, I just think that's pretty poor, really. But that's my call, and get on with the show, guys.
All right, Rob. Thanks for calling in. What do you got for me?
Very quickly, have a ringer stainless.
Straight to the point for those with attention deficit. I'm so repetitive, son, so I gotta repeat. Stainless from the streets to the deep. I'm coming with that heat. All you need to know about me. I'm coming with that heat.
Know about me. Coming with that heat. I'm coming with that heat. Coming with that heat. Especially on this subject, man. So I'm going to go ahead and get the pleasantry out the way. You know what I'm saying? Nesta Gibbs, Matt the Hipster Hunter. What's up, fellas? It's good to actually be off and get to talk to y'all on this impromptu show.
What up, Stainless?
You know how I feel about U.S. boxing in general and the way that we as fans treat it. I mean, I know that boxing has a bigger hardcore fan base or audience than less than a million people. So, you know, for this to be something where it's an American boxer, and I really don't want to play the country card right now, but it's an American boxer on an American station going for an undisputed, undefeated title. And for it to only that have that many views, I feel as pissed off as Terrence Crawford does. I mean, I can't tell you whether or not it's ESPN on their promotions, even though I didn't see a lot for it. You know what I'm saying? Or just fight fans in general, man. But it's a sad and almost embarrassing thing. As the previous caller just said, if this was in the UK, if this was in Australia, you know, this was in one of these third world, you know, and not no disrespect to him, but Mexico or Argentina or something, and it was one of their champions fighting, that shit would probably turn into a holiday. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like when Durant fought Sugar Ray Leonard the first time. You know, like that's all that the topic would be. So, you know, it's an unfortunate thing that boxing is taking a backseat to you know, these team sports where you need 27 people to help you to win. You know, such as basketball and baseball and football, man. But, you know, I didn't really get to touch on it because I wasn't able to call in on the Sunday show, man. But shouts out to Terrence Crawford, man. He's done something that has not been repeated too many times throughout boxing's history. And, you know, he need to be respected for that. I mean, you know, as fans, we jump right onto that. Well, who you going to fight next? You know, this man just accomplished something that ain't been accomplished in over a decade. And, you know, I really didn't touch on it on an immediate reaction because I only have 45 seconds. But, you know, it really made me want to shoot a bird at them Teddy Atlas and Jim Lampley and them types who just will not give those cats the respect that's due. You know what I'm saying? Like, to see Teddy Atlas standing next to Andre Ward, the last gold medal male boxer in U.S. history, and tell him, you know, like, well, you know, you're going to have to do more, or I'm about to knock you down the list, and you still got Vasily Lomachenko at the top, man. Like, what the fucking fuck, man? But thanks for my time, man. As I always say, please make sure that you push and share the thumbs up on this and every episode of the Boxing Voice podcast. If you ain't on Patreon, something wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? This got me stained up, man. Y'all gonna get to these next calls. Good to see y'all. Good to talk to y'all, man. Peace.
Matt, we're gonna have to switch it to 1 minute per caller. And your levels are all off over there, bro. We're gonna go out to Coach Mitty in the UK. Talk to me.
Yo, what's up, people? You guys know me, right? Those shows when we talk about numbers, you know, I'm not an expert in this, so I'm listening and I'm hoping that you guys can educate me on the business side of it or promotion side of it. But I've got to say, right? So, Terence Crawford, I think, also needs to look at himself because I heard people saying it's Top Rank's issue, it's ESPN issue, not promoting. But Top Rank did a good job promoting, like, someone like Manny Pacquiao, for example, and making him a superstar. And to be honest, I don't know if we can always blame the network, especially not having too much publicity around the fight. It's a shame. But you know that all the attention is on, like, Mayweather, McGregor right now. So maybe that's a reason why the number was not so great. But I think it's more importantly because of Terence Crawford. I can tell you Terence Crawford can be fighting in 2 months' time for another big fight, and not many people will tune in because, you know, he's great, he's brilliant. Everyone sees it from a hardcore point of view. But the general public don't know him or maybe don't buy into him. It's a bit like Andre Ward, I think. Like, those guys are awesome, but people just don't, you know, they don't follow. Like, so they have to look at themselves and start making some noise. If it was Adrian Broner, I can tell you that those numbers would have been greater on ESPN. Anyway, that's all I've got to say.
Coach Mitty, thanks for calling in. We got Andre Diak going to talk to us. Dre,
can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right. One thing, you know, is a topic that I'm very passionate about, especially about promotions. You know, one person I don't hear about get some heat, and I think Crawford really need to look into his camp, his management. You have management to basically speak up for you to deal with these promoters to promote you fighter as the next big thing. When is the last time boxers within our community trust the management situation to make us bigger and on a bigger platform? I think at the end of the day, I understand Crawford's frustration, but he really need to look at his management and say, look, you supposed to be representing me. Why are you not pushing promoters to work harder for me? Do I have to spend more money on an outside marketing plan to just get promoted even harder? At the end of the day, Crawford is frustrated, but you know what? He got to talk to his management and see what his next plan, next forward moving forward. Management is the key thing right here. You could go to social media all you want, but you got to look at your management and say, look, are you working hard enough for me?
Well, Dre, great call, man. Thanks for calling in. We're going to stay on Skype. Go to Escobar. Talk to me.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Listen, no one's touching up on this yet. Terence Crawford needs to promote himself because if this was Adrian Broner on this card or on any card ESPN would have had, it would have done great numbers. I'm sorry. You got to take the Mayweather approach. You got to build the personality. And I'll be honest, if this was Errol Spence, I don't think he would have done good numbers on ESPN as well. Just because these guys are so monotone, they're not flashy. I mean, you got to do something for yourself. You got to promote yourself. Stop worrying about what everyone else is doing. Promote yourself as a fighter. Be a businessman. And these guys are, you know, it's good to have the belts. It's good to have the boxing community know who you are. But you need to hit the casual guys. The guys who are on the chat right now talking about HBO is dead and things that don't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much all I have to say is just promote yourself and you will make the numbers.
Escobar, great call. All right, we got our Las Vegas correspondent who's actually live on the scene today at the Mayweather-McGregor. I'll touch down Friday. Let's go out to Sean Zatel. Matt, do you see him there? He says he's ready, and he definitely wants to talk this subject. Sean, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, Ness?
So, man, I mean, you've had some time to look at Terrence's tweet, I'm sure. Did you check out the Boxing Scene article with the ratings?
I did look up the ratings. I did. And before I get to the ratings, by the way, Crawford, who is upset with ESPN and the people involved, averaged better ratings than Vasyl Lomachenko. And he did it by, I believe, about 200,000 viewers on average. He also fought in front of a sold-out crowd. Lomachenko had to fight in a pretty unknown arena in downtown L.A. before about 4,000 people or so, 5,000 people tops. So before we get into that, so he's upset, but the truth is, if they promoted it so bad, then why was he able to garner more ratings on the network?
But Crawford besides that,
what was that?
Crawford always does bigger ratings. He's never not done bigger ratings than Lomachenko. He did bigger ratings in HBO as well. Like, that's not surprising. What's surprising here is that these numbers are bigger than their HBO average.
You know the ratings off top, who does more, and that would mean that, you know, nothing's really going wrong. I mean, so what's the problem? They're both, you know, considered two of the top five pound for pounds. He's getting more ratings, so seems like there's nothing really against him to stop him from getting more ratings. And then if we're going to go to the fight before that he's referencing Manny Pacquiao, Manny Pacquiao's Manny Pacquiao, and he's fought a dozen fights on pay-per-view. He's won titles in eight divisions. He's been on the scene for two decades. He's beaten a dozen guys who've gone to the Hall of Fame and knocked out half of them. First ballot Hall of Famers. So, and you know, I believe when Manny was in his second division and Floyd were in their second division, they weren't fighting on ESPN getting about a million viewers. You know, they were in Terrence's neighborhood. They were not getting about $1 million, not doing much in terms of where they want to go and being pay-per-view stars. So, you know, I don't know what there is to gripe about so much on that front. But, you know, I think Terrence is the best fighter pound for pound in boxing. Before I get into that, he's the best fighter pound for pound in boxing. And you could just look me up on YouTube, Sean Zatel. And I think the first thing that pops up is Sean Zatel explains why Terrence Crawford is number one pound for pound. So it's nothing against Terrence Crawford. But like I said, you know, if he's complaining about getting less ratings than Pacquiao, I just covered that up. And he did get more ratings than Lomachenko, and he uses the word promotion. You know, of course, they didn't the way they promoted the fight, the promotion of the last two fights. I think someone said this earlier, but Crawford doesn't talk to media, and that's fine. He's a grown man. His real job is to fight. So that's you know, if he doesn't want to talk to media, that's fine. But he doesn't promote himself. Do you think Floyd Mayweather and Canelo Alvarez and Manny Pacquiao want to do every single fucking interview that we ask for? They don't do every single interview, but they do a lot of them. They do a lot of them, especially when they were coming up and we're at Terrence's stage. And I don't think, I'm positive they didn't want to do every interview. So that's okay. If you don't want to promote yourself, that's fine. But that may be one of the consequences that goes along with it. And you don't have to be Floyd Mayweather. Oscar De La Hoya got a name. You know, Sugar Ray Leonard got a name. Durant, Hearns, these guys, they didn't have to be braggadocious or over the top to get fans, but they talked and, you know, they did interviews and they, you know, they promoted themselves. Even Pacquiao, Grant, you know, he may not say much, but he talks, he'll do the interview, look in the camera, he'll, you know, give you something. And so that goes a long way in helping your fighting. But
Sean, I have two questions for you, Sean, very quickly.
Sure.
Yeah. I just have two questions for you. One, why do you think the numbers on the ESPN cards have not been any different than the HBO numbers for these guys, Lomachenko and Crawford? Even though ESPN has 55 million more subscribers, isn't Top Rank at fault for not capitalizing on the bigger audience stable? And two, don't you think that there has been more of a blatant bias in at least commentary in presentation on the telecast towards Lomachenko over Crawford? And that's been a reoccurring thing, not just on the ESPN days, but all the way back in the HBO days as well?
Good questions. First one, ESPN hasn't been doing boxing in a long time at the high level. So their audience is once again being reintroduced to it. Pacquiao got high ratings because he's Pacquiao. But these new names are still new names to everybody else. So it's I don't know the numbers offhand. Maybe you could correct me, but I'd imagine ESPN got slightly better ratings, at least, than HBO did when they had Crawford and Loma. But that's still kind of insignificant because, like you said, they have 55 million more subscribers. So the number should be double, triple the ratings, you would think, if they do what they're supposed to do. So I get what you're saying, and you make a point. But again, you know, it's a new net, it's new to their audience. Lomachenko's foreign fighter, doesn't speak a lot of English yet. Crawford doesn't do a lot of interviews, and the sport is new to that audience. So I think that may have had something to do with it. But Bob, you know, you get the sense from boxing promoters, they could always do a better job, that they don't promote the fights as good as they should, you know, just in general. So, you know, it seems like they still use a lot of antique, you know, old methods to promote fights. And but Bob did get on First Take, I believe, for the Lomachenko fight. Maybe that's some of the stuff Crawford's talking about. Why didn't you go on First Take for my fight and stuff like that? But the second question about Lomachenko getting biased coverage by HBO and ESPN, I can definitely see why someone thinks that. I'm not sure that there's an agenda behind it. They're going in there saying, let's just push Loma. I wouldn't be surprised if that's just genuinely what they see, that he's the best fighter pound for pound. But you're giving him too much credit. Let the guy prove it. I mean, he's 9-1. He's beaten good fighters like Russell and Walters, but, you know, Crawford just unified the entire division, something no one's done since Hopkins, really. And Ward knocked out Kovalev. You know, some controversy by people believe that, and that's fine, but he knocked out Kovalev, and along with that, like everybody knows, gold medalist, won the Super Six, has a big, like just a great resume of tons of great fighters on there. So, you know, even if you think Loma is the best pound for pound, he has to prove it first before you can put there. So I understand the disrespect if you're a Ward guy, or if you're just objectively thinking, how dare he put, you know, Loma ahead of him right to Ward's face like that. Although you got to give him credit, at least he's saying it right to the man. But, you know, yeah, I get that. It is giving a guy too much credit too soon. But I understand when Lance Lee and HBO would gush over his skills, and I think that's fine. I think it's okay to give the fighter all the credit and call it like you see it, that he really is just this amazing, rhythmic, athletic fighter with great skills. But, you know, Crawford, you can say the same thing about Crawford. And they don't call him the Matrix. You know, I get what people are saying. They didn't call Mayweather the Matrix. They didn't call Rigondeaux the Matrix. You know, it's just a nickname. But, you know, I understand. He's getting a little too much credit too soon, but he is a great fighter. But having him number one pound for pound, he's got to prove a little more.
Yeah, but Sean, to guys like Ward. I don't necessarily buy into the whole it's biased commentary. I mean, Crawford, Mayweather, Pacquiao, right. Tyson, none of those guys can say they did what Lomachenko or Rigondeaux did. So I believe that's why they're talking about him. Not only that, he's outclassing, right? Like, he's stopping the guys. I mean, they're giving up. It's not like, you know, Mayweather. Mayweather versus Robert Guerrero.
Hold on, very quickly. Bob Arum said Lomachenko is better than Ali. You have to remember that. Like, they have framed it that Lomachenko is the greatest of all time already.
But he's a promoter.
But I understand that. No, but it's not equal promotion.
But look, a guy like Mayweather.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. He has not promoted Crawford to the best. Yeah, I agree with that. I think he left Crawford hanging a little dry with the Pacquiao fight. It's kind of the promoter's job to put that pressure on Pacquiao to make him take the call. Crawford should have spoke up. You know, he didn't want to call Manny out and do things like Lara did to get Canelo and things like that. Guys have done in the past. You know, Hagler called out Leonard and Hearns, and Mosley called out De La Hoya. Mosley called out Mayweather. But with all that being said, I think Bob wanted to feed Manny to Loma and not Crawford, and that wasn't right because Crawford was right there, right to take Manny, and I don't think Bob did everything he could to make Manny versus Crawford.
Well, Mr. Zettel. So how's the atmosphere out there in Hado, Las Vegas?
I mean, it's just hot, and the buzz hasn't quite picked up like you would imagine. Really? I think there was more buzz earlier in the week for Pacquiao Mayweather. Yeah, I do. But that doesn't mean it's not going to come here and it's not going to be ridiculous. But, you know, people talking about that it's not quite a sellout yet. I feel that a little bit. Like, I think there's tons and tons of interest for people to order this fight at the bar and to just watch it, and they got to see it for $100. But I don't know. I think once you're asking them to pay multi-thousand dollars, they're like, I'm not willing to pay that much for this fucking car wreck.
I agree with that. You know? I agree. This is definitely fight party worthy, though.
Yes. And that's what I mean. People are willing to chip that $10 in and go to someone's house and pound them and watch the fight. But, you know, it's like, damn, you really going to ask me to pay for it? Like it's Canelo Triple G, like it's Leonard versus Hearns? Like, nah. Mm. Watch that shit at home with some friends.
Well, Sean, I don't know if you're busy. You could definitely stay on as the third wheel. We want Sean on this panel, and we want Sean in Border Wars. I have you know, Sean is probably the most skilled host if he becomes one, because he's been in there with Diego Magdaleno. So you already know. But Sean, just let us know. We're gonna go down the line. Let's get out to Larry in San Francisco. Talk to us.
Hey, big ups to the Boxing Voice. This is, you know, definitely one of my my favorite topics. I love talking promotion and who did this and who didn't do that. First of all, Buzz got a good point. In my opinion, they did give Lomachenko more ESPN time, more SportsCenter time, more of that kind of lead up. And so in that, he's got a good point. He doesn't with Pacquiao, and Sean kind of broke that down. Of course, Pacquiao's going to get the specials and all of that. But yeah, the promotion was not what it should have been for that. But that's also where I disagree with Sean. And Sean kept talking about, hey, the ratings, this, the ratings, that. Crawford wasn't talking about the ratings. He was talking about the promotion. And the fact that he still got the ratings he got with the less promotion kind of amplifies the point. Had they propped him up like they propped up Lomachenko, the ratings would have been higher. With all that said, the reason these ratings are low, y'all, and I don't want to be the one to bring the bad news, but there's simply not enough people who like boxing in the States. We proved what the hardcore audience was in the U.S. twice. It was the pay-per-view numbers for Ward Kovalev. Everyone who's a boxing fan bought that fight, and it was 160,000 people both times. There's not the interest in the U.S., and that's why these ratings are low. You've got to be a star. You've got to be a Canelo, a Mayweather, or it used to be a Manny Pacquiao. Otherwise, it's a ratings crapshoot. Love y'all. Appreciate the show. I'm out.
Larry, great call. Sean, what do you think?
I mean, yeah, it's a good point. I mean, I wouldn't know off top what exactly all the program rundown was for Terrence and Loma, but he's right. He did say the promotion and not the rating. But I didn't see I just saw ESPN give Manny more shine than the two of them. You know, I just didn't see ESPN promote Loma or Crawford's fight up to the level of the Pacquiao fight. I thought they got about the same coverage.
I want to know more on his hardcore fan theory, the fact that only 150, 170 came out for Ward and Kovalev, and that basically sums up the boxing fan.
Well, maybe, you know, they'll never get close to, like, the big, big Mayweather type of numbers, or even, Shane Mosley kind of, or not Shane, you know, when Oscar De La Hoya fought Shane Mosley kind of numbers, but I think if you build, like I said, it's new to the audience. And if you just keep putting these fights on ESPN, on primetime, on Saturday night, where there's never any sports on from any of the big leagues, there's never any primetime sports. So it's a wide open slot for ESPN. If they keep putting those fights on, I think the audience can grow. And, what about the fact that
the ESPN budget can't continue to sustain this? Like, Bob is putting this together somehow, but there's no way that ESPN is paying the money to pay for Pacquiao versus Horn or Crawford versus Ndongo. I mean,
remember,
they probably gave Ndongo. Nah. At this point, Ndongo, there's no way Ndongo got, you know, 100,000. Like, there's no way.
Very quickly, Sean, Thomas Hauser had a report that came out, I don't know, a week ago, talking about the ESPN top ranked deal. And there was a huge hedge fund, I believe, or an investing group similar to
Kingman,
that actually dropped out last minute. So a lot of these cards right here have sort of been rumored to be on top ranked dime because that investment group fell out last minute. for this deal. So, again, going to what Ness was saying about how much longer can they do this? I mean, they're not getting a return in their investment.
The best anyway, because let's be honest. I mean, Lomachenko, Mariaga, who cares? You know, Crawford, Ndongo, yeah, because it was for all the marbles. But now you're talking about Valdez versus somebody I never heard of. But
and also, you can't just throw on fights. Like, people just don't care about fights in general. You have to make the public care. You have to give them a reason to care about a fight. And so far, they haven't really done that. They didn't spend a whole week or 2 weeks before the Crawford and Ndongo fight on ESPN talking about, hey, we have an undisputed champion going to be made on Saturday night, how important that is. We didn't get that till on the telecast. So they didn't make the public care about these fights. That's how you make the public. You get a bigger audience. That's how you get a bigger fan group. You have to make them care. And I don't think just putting on fights does that.
But I think you'll see that from ESPN if they continue to have their cut in the
box. I don't know. I mean, ESPN had Friday night fights for how long? How long did ESPN have Friday night fights? And was that a success?
Yeah, but
that's your theory. Just throw on fights. Just throw on fights and you're going to build an audience naturally.
On the hardcore fight fans fighter. You know, like the Terrence Crawford and the Lomas. I'm saying if you keep putting them on there, if the money's there, whatever the business may be, but if you keep putting them on there, I think the audience can and will grow. And you will.
I hear you.
I don't know.
I agree with Sean, man. That's that Kevin Costner and approach. If you build it, they will come. So, you know, if we put the fight, they will come. Sean, let me get to some other callers, but stick around. Again, like I said, we love to have you here. Class and Bound, talk to me in Texas.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, the last two callers made really good points about this. Terrence Crawford needs to promote himself. Like, nobody, listen, I'm currently in Utah right now. People are talking about Mayweather McGregor, and they're not fight fans. I've invited these guys to come over to watch fights. They don't care who's fighting, but they care about the event, the spectacle. It's the same thing with, like, I know this is going to go a little bit to the left, but it's a little bit like World Wrestling Entertainment. It's like more people care about the spectacle than the actual people looking technical in there. Like, you have to want to, people have to care about this. Like, Terrence Crawford, well, first of all, Terrence Crawford got a pay-per-view before Lomachenko, and Terrence Crawford, like, Lomachenko, if this deal goes with Guillermo Rigondeaux, that's his biggest fight. That's a huge fight, and that's happening on ESPN. That's not going to be pay-per-view. Terrence Crawford will probably get a second pay-per-view before Lomachenko gets his first. I promise you that. But in terms of promoting and everything else, like I said, these fighters just need to promote themselves. Like they said, Adrian Broner does big numbers, and he's not the best guy out there. And, like, he promotes himself. Everyone knows, like, lots of people know who he is. But in terms of, that's all I really got for you guys. I don't know. Is there anything else y'all want to talk about, or is that it?
That is it. We're sticking to the script, Class and Bound, but great call as always. He makes some great points, though, guys. You know, you don't have any thoughts on that? I kind of like his little...
I just think...
Oh, go ahead.
Well, it's, you know, we keep using Broner and Floyd as examples because they're kind of the most recent. But I wouldn't, if Terrence was listening, I wouldn't want him to get the idea that, you have to be over the top to get fans. You have to be, you could be yourself, but you got to put yourself out there a little more. If that, like Andre Ward used to be a little more secluded. He didn't talk as much. And then, you know, when he came back from his layoff, the more he talked, the bigger his name got. And now that's why, in part, he got two pay-per-view fights with Kovalev. I mean, you could say they didn't do well, but he got paid way more than he did before that layoff. And part of it was because he was so introspective. He would talk so much and open up about his layoff, open up about being Andre Ward, and was just more accessible. And, you know, but if Bud doesn't want to be accessible, that's cool. Because if you keep winning your fights, you keep knocking people out, winning belts, your name will get there anyway. You know, just ask Bernard Hopkins. He didn't always have the biggest name, but he kept winning fights, and eventually he got on numerous pay-per-views, about five or six of them. So, but if he doesn't get a little more accessible, he might be doomed to the guy who was the best fighter in the 90s, along with Roy, Pernell Whitaker. That guy was number one pound for pound for about 5-6 years.
They're already calling him the new Pernell.
He got old with De La Hoya. That's what I mean. And that's good. You want to be the new Pernell in the ring, but are you going to be cool with the fame he got and the, not so much the fame, but the money? You're going to be cool with the money he got. I mean, everybody knows that Pernell is one of the greatest fighters of all time, but Pernell hated talking to people too. You know, Pernell wasn't.
I don't think everybody knows, Sean. We do this show.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
Pernell, we do this show daily, kind of daily. And, you know, people don't know Pernell. People don't mention him. I remember one time I wanted to put his name in the title and Matt said, no, that's not this generation. But Matt, I want to throw one at you before we go to another caller. The point that I actually wanted you guys to discuss, so I'll give you the opportunity, was the fact that Class Inbound said Loma would probably not get his first pay-per-view pay-per-view opportunity before Crawford got his next, which goes kind of, you know, ironically to what Crawford is stating, where he feels other people are getting promoted more.
Look, here's the thing. We have to remember that the Terrence Crawford, Victor Postal pay-per-view was not out of, hey, we think Crawford's a pay-per-view star now. That was because they HBO didn't have the budget for that fight. So they had to make a pay-per-view to offset the cost. So let's not act like Bob's in any rush to get Crawford or Lomachenko a pay-per-view bout because they are not pay-per-view stars. And I think Bob Arum and Top Rank would be very stupid to make that move at this point. The idea that I just really want to address the idea that Crawford's not selling himself or the idea that he's not pushing himself. Sean, I know you're a guy that's a little bit younger. I mean, I assume you saw the Sway in the Morning interview with Terrence Crawford, right?
Yep.
What did you think of that?
Parts of it. I saw parts of it. But when he touched on Manny, well, I remember someone told me, what do you mean he didn't call out Manny? Go check out this Sway in the Morning interview. And I saw it, and I think like he kind of just met it. Like, eh, for like a minute, you know, hey, I already said I wanted that fight. And I just explained to him, that's not trying to get the Pacquiao fight. You can't do some interview that gets 30,000 views on YouTube and talk for a minute half-heartedly about it and say that's calling out a legend. Like, man, everybody knows you'll beat Manny Pacquiao. He probably knows that. So why do you think he would go out of his way to fight you? That's your job. You're the one who wants all them belts, all the paper he's made, all the success.
You got to Conor McGregor him, man.
Hold on. I have a series of questions here.
Conor McGregor is the 2017.
But you gotta say, I want the fight.
No, you gotta be McGregor. You gotta be McGregor. You gotta be Shannon Briggs, and you gotta take that blueprint from Rocky III, right? What was the guy's name? Clubber Lane, bro. Clubber Lane showed everybody how to do it. You gotta do it. You got to, especially when you're better.
But you know what?
Hey, Sean, it's like you said. It's like you said. Why would Pacquiao?
He didn't go over the top.
Dude, it's like you said, why would Pacquiao fight him? Pacquiao probably got maybe two more fights. This guy's got to do a smear campaign right now, and say Pacquiao should be fighting me. Forget about that Jeff Horn rematch. Fuck Jeff Horn. Everybody knows you won that fight. I'm the real champ. You running from me. I chased you at 40. You didn't want it. You wanted to catch away. I'm coming to 40. He's got to get him, because guess what? Pacquiao's going to rematch Horn and then contemplate retirement, and it's over. You got to chase legends. You got to corner them in. You think Mayweather's doing this because of the money, but he's doing it because McGregor chased his ass down. And Shannon Briggs didn't get it because he's just too old. And, you know, Vladimir probably, you know, he's like, yo, I don't want that on my conscience. You know, my brother already, like, he already knew. They're twins damn near. So he like, yo, my brother did it already. I know what's going to happen. But you got to chase these guys down. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, very quick question. I want to ask both of you.
He's got to do more than he's doing.
Do we think that Top Rank set up that Sway in the Morning interview with Terrence Crawford?
I don't know, but he's got a publicist. He's got Julie Goldslinger now, which is Andre Ward's publicist.
If the answer is truly no, that Top Rank did not set up that interview, then I think we can no longer say that Crawford doesn't want to sell himself. He obviously does. He may not know how to properly. He may not have the proper income to do it. He may not have the backing of his whole team, because his promoter should be in his team.
If he wanted to really promote himself, wouldn't he accept one of the dozens of interviews he's asked for at every fight and every press conference he attends and fights at? I mean,
that's right.
He turns down every interview.
You got to put your name in the media.
You didn't see nothing on Fight Hub. You didn't see nothing on Fight Hype. You didn't see nothing on our site, of course. You know, you didn't see none on Seconds Out. You don't see, go ahead. You can't, every single fight week, right? Every single fight that's on television, that's a significant fight. All the sites we all know about visit, get videos, do they not, of interviews, something. They get something. Nothing on this last fight with Crawford, and that's his right. He's a great fighter. He might, he'll become a star if he keeps winning anyways, but hey, I mean, he's no, it is what it is. He chooses not to do that. But you can't say he wants to promote himself. He wants to put himself out there when he turns down essentially every interview he's asked. You know, that's Sway. That's one guy. And like I said, 30,000 views. I mean, he could do an interview right now with Fight Up or Fight Hype or maybe, you know, us or somebody and get more than that.
Well,
he could just take 10 minutes and talk to all of them in a group interview. Get damn near a million views.
Yep. Media scrum get broken out.
Call out. Talk about whatever he wants to talk about.
Listen, this show has picked up. The phone lines are lit up. So, Matt, I need you to wake up over there. You're not helping me at all with this timer.
Yeah, my timer's messed up.
Really?
Yeah, it sounds weird, right?
All right, we're going with a hard now. It's a.
Yeah, that sounds weird, right?
I mean, whatever. I'll be on it, but I'm going with a hard 45 seconds, bro. That's it. It's too many people. We got to go. I haven't even eaten, and we got to come back with another show, actually. All right, we're going out to Skype. We got Jetty. Talk to me.
Hey, how's it going, man? All right, so I just discovered you guys, you know, recently, and the reason why I did is because ESPN wasn't covering the fight afterwards. Like, they had their top 10 after the Crawford fight, and Crawford wasn't even mentioned. They were showing fans in the stands at baseball games wearing funny outfits and stuff like that on their top 10. They didn't even mention what Crawford had done, which hadn't been done in over a decade. And that's the only reason why I discovered you guys, because I was looking for an outlet for someone to talk about the fight, for post-fight and stuff like that. So Crawford definitely has a point. I mean, yeah, but you could say, you know, he needs to do a better job of promoting himself. He is a little...
Oh, man. Jetty, I know you're going to hate me because you just started, like you said, listening, but this is a spontaneous show. We're getting everybody 45 seconds. That was your 45. You're gonna have to go Mike Tyson style and knock somebody out. We're gonna stay on Skype. We're gonna go to David. Go.
Hey guys. Yeah. So pretty much what everyone's saying, really. Crawford's got to do a much, much better job of promoting himself. I mean, there's only so much a promoter can do. It's very difficult to promote someone who doesn't say anything. And the thing is, he doesn't have to be like you know, Pretty Boy Floyd and be disrespectful or anything like that. He could easily just, I think, like Amir Khan would be a kind of good playbook for Crawford in terms of, Amir Khan's kind of always respectful, but he always kind of takes subtle digs at, you know, Kell Brook, and he can almost do the same with, you know, Mikey Garcia, having beaten him in the amateurs. Maybe he could say, you know, I schooled Mikey in the amateurs, something like that. And that would obviously pick up headlines, little things like that. Well, I think he beat Danny Garcia as well, didn't he, in the amateurs. So I think
Great point, though, David. You know what, Matt and Sean, that would have been something good to do. Mikey Garcia obviously was on a premium network, got good numbers, did a great fight with Adrian Broner. His name is hot. Maybe he could have said that, right? I know at that point, you know, in your post-fight, why mention another fighter unless you really want to fight him? But, you know, maybe he should have said, I proved that I was the true, you know, best at 140, not Mikey Garcia, or I'm still available for Mikey Garcia. I don't know, man. Maybe a little calling out could shake up some trees. I don't know. All right.
Name them all. Be like, I'm ready for Mikey Garcia, Keith Thurman, Spence, Pacquiao.
Yeah, he's got to, man, because he's doing some of that. He's doing some of that calling out on Instagram, but I mean, he's only like at 137,000. It's falling on deaf ears. We're going out to the 321, 321-278, first time caller.
Hey, what up? This is Majid from 407, another one of my numbers. But yeah, man, I think in between Bob Arum not, you know, like promoting him as much, and then Chris Hans Crawford just being humble. I mean, shit, call out Adrian Broner. You know, you want more views. That shit'll bring it. You know, he got to call out somebody to do something. But, you know, he just ain't doing enough right now. He's doing enough with his hands, but not his mouth, man. He got to be hurt. But that's all I got, man.
All right, Majid. Listen, guys, I don't know, Sean. Crawford's going to hear this show and be pissed off. He's going to say, I just unified and became undisputed. I ran through, like his Instagram post says, I ran through the 135 and 40-pound division like a Nebraska running back. Mm-hmm. You know, and people are still mm-hmm. calling in saying, do more.
But that's when I would say to Terrence, that's why I've said it a couple times. If you don't do that, if you don't really, if you keep turning down the interviews and all that, but you keep whooping people like you've been doing with Gamboa and Ndongo and Postal, you keep doing that and keep winning belts, you'll get there anyways. So, you know, I just want to put that out there one more time if he was listening. If you keep fighting like that, and you could never do another interview. You keep fighting like that on national television, and people are going to know your name.
Yeah, but are the networks? You know, I mean, are the networks going to continue to air you if you're only just barely peaking at 1 million? But back to the phone lines. 45 seconds. We're on drive-by mode. We're going to Ishmael in Sacktown. Talk to us.
TBV, what's happening?
What up? What up?
I'm gonna go ahead and agree with Matthew Hunter. 100%. That is all on ESPN, and here go the examples why. Marez and Santa Cruz did 1.2 million. Garcia and Malignaggi barely did over 1 million. Crawford and Dongo right under 1 million. Thurman Collazo right at 1 million. All these fighters, when they fight on other networks, they do similar or way better numbers. It's ESPN. ESPN is what's holding it back. It's the reason why Hayden pulled out of that third year option. And then as far as Crawford saying that he didn't get the promotion, his promotion was in the undisputed thing. So they had to pay Ndongo over $1 million to come and put that fight together. The Lomachenko package cost like $1 million. So it was $1 million more in the promotion of making him undisputed.
I just want to say technically I'm giving everyone 48 seconds, so don't be hating. Freddie from San Fernando Valley, go.
All right, check it out. All right, so I've been hearing other callers, and I also have my own opinion as well. I think, yes, Terrence does need to promote himself, you know, get out there, because like someone said, you can't just be doing interviews at Sway in the morning and only getting, what, 50,000 views, and that's it? You need to be out there, you know. You need to promote yourself, you know, talk about the fight, get people interested, get people riled up, you know, kind of, you know, be on that Mayweather-McGregor blueprint, you know. Just, you know, you don't have to talk shit, but, you know, be flashy, you know. Get yourself out there, you know. But at the same time, yes, promoters, you know, they also got to do the job as well. But before I let y'all go, also, I'm going to be keeping it real. America, they're not into boxing anymore, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just keep it 100, you know. Like, a lot of people are not interested anymore. Like, the Pernell Whitaker era, Tyson era is not the same anymore. There's just no interest in it, you know. But that's my call. Thanks, Ness. Peace out.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. We're going out. What's up, Sean? You got something? Was it
no interest in boxing, but we, you know, it drew more money than any fight ever 2 years ago, and it's gonna break its own record. And McGregor had to come to boxing to fight a boxer to make the biggest fight happen. But I guess there's no interest in it. But those people didn't stay though.
The people that watch Manny Pacquiao versus Floyd Mayweather didn't stay and watch other fights. The people that are going to watch this event this week aren't going to stay and watch boxing. At least that's my opinion. That's what we've seen.
Floyd gets the knockout.
I doubt it. Because think about it. They're going to be invested into Floyd. They're not going to be invested into boxing.
It's an exciting fight.
Are they invested into boxing or are they invested into Floyd? Because, again, you're talking about the casuals. We're not talking about the boxing fans. Boxing fans are always going to watch shit, right? We're talking about the casuals, the people that watch the Super Bowl, the World Cup, and that's it, right? Those types of sports fans. Are they going to stay and watch an ESPN card for Crawford and Dongo after this? I don't know, to be honest.
I mean, I can't say for sure, but like, I think if they keep putting the fights on there, putting the right fights on there, people, if you build them, they will come, you know, the Kevin Costner line. But
all right, we'll go back out to the phone lines. We're going out to Hotlanta.
I told y'all a long time ago, the Kirkland will go down 3 rounds.
All right, man. Down goes Kirkland. Step me up.
Next, I got milk, baby. All
right, man, gonna keep it real with you.
The casual fan doesn't care that Terrence Crawford, the undisputed champion. He just doesn't. Okay? Why, you know, you have to give people something to care about. You know, you can do it a couple of ways. You can make people hate you. You can make people love you. But you have to make people care and invest themselves into what you're doing. Why is Terrence Blood Crawford, you know, you talk about a Nebraska running back. Why is he not in the Nebraska stadium doing primetime on ESPN talking to the fucking people on the Megatron? You know, there are really things that you can do to promote yourself. You know, anybody can get you in front of a crowd. But once you are in front of that crowd or in front of that camera, you have to deliver. You have to tell people something to keep them tuned in, man. It just ain't enough to just talk.
Excellent point, man. You got to be able to move the crowd. Little hip-hop line there reference. Mike Jerry, talk to us. Mike Jerry, going once, twice, moving along. 240, first time caller, 240-832, 240-832, first time caller.
Hey, what's up? Anthony from the Sure Dog Radio Network.
Anthony, what's going on? 45 seconds.
Whoa. No. This guy deserves more than 45 seconds. Anthony, you're Anthony Walker from Sure Dog Radio Network, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, shout out to you, man. I love your shit. I just want to say you and TJ DeSantis hold down the fort for MMA podcast. So just shout out to you.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the love, man. I just discovered y'all show recently, just trying to find some dedicated boxing coverage. So happy I discovered y'all. And, looking forward to some more good shit with y'all. But I had to get this off my chest here with the Crawford situation. See, like, Crawford is kind of the perfect storm of everything that's kind of wrong. I mean, he's a great fighter, no doubt, but he's also a guy who doesn't have an outward personality. He's kind of to himself, and he doesn't like to do interviews. And then at the same time, the promotional attention is going all toward Mayweather McGregor. I mean, even on the broadcast, they started talking about it during some of the fights until Andre Ward would shift the focus back to the fights that were going on. And then you look at it, ESPN has always treated combat sports like the redheaded stepchild. Always has, and probably always will. I mean, I think as far as Top Rank goes, I think they tried their best with it, considering how much attention was diverted away from this event. But at the same time, man, they put the event on in Nebraska, in his hometown. They gave him a showcase. They put up the money to bring the opponent over. So I think they do deserve some credits for that. But, you know, there is plenty of fault to go around with everybody.
And Ness, I have a question for Anthony.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Anthony? How you doing, man?
What's going on?
My question is, you said that ESPN has always treated them as combat sports like the redheaded stepchild. I agree. Do you think that's because they haven't really had their cut in combat sports in 20 years? I mean, these big fights go on pay-per-view, and the other fights have for a long time been on HBO and Showtime in terms of boxing. So you get what I mean? They haven't really had their cut like they do the NBA, which they broadcast games, NFL, they broadcast Monday Night Football. Do you think it's a business conflict of interest?
Yeah, I think so, man, because I think they did the same thing with the NHL. The moment that contract with the NHL ran out, they just stopped really caring about hockey coverage. Not that I was checking for it in the first place, but it was something pretty noticeable. You know, when Monday Night Football becomes a Disney-run thing, when it becomes only ABC and ESPN property, of course, you know, ESPN turns into the NFL network, even when there's an off season. So I think when the network is making money off of a specific sport, they're always going to lean toward that specific sport in their coverage. I mean, it got to a point, at least with MMA, where it was like, well, even with boxing and MMA, so Friday night fights became such an infrequent thing. Like, I used to try to check for it every single Friday, but it wasn't on every single Friday. It would be something random on. You know, I wanted to see some like big college wrestling tournament, and it would be poker on instead. Or you want to see high-level kickboxing, and they've got like badminton or something on. They would always find something to not show the combat sports. And the only time the combat sports ever got into the headlines would be somebody failed a steroid test, or a fighter did such and such and got in trouble. It was never just a pure balanced coverage of the sport. And now with Mayweather McGregor going on, all it is now is a bunch of talking heads that really have no idea what they're talking about. Well, with the exception of Max Kellerman, of course.
Thank you, man. That was beautifully put.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Any more points, Anthony?
No, that's all, man. Just have a good show, y'all. Appreciate y'all. I definitely want to be a regular caller, so look forward to talking to y'all in the future.
All right, man. Thank you for calling in, Anthony. Big fan of Sir Dog Radio Network, so just want to say that. And it means a lot that MMA crowd, MMA media is calling in, Ness.
I know. Thank you. And obviously, big thank you to Matt, because Anthony, I didn't know. And Matt's like, oh, no. And I'm glad that you made, you highlighted it so he get his just due on the show. Let's go out to the 410-980. 410-980, first time caller?
Nah, I called a few times. It's King Jaffe.
King Jaffe, what's up, bro? Where's this 410 from?
Ain't too much, man. Maryland.
Oh, Maryland. Go for it.
All right. In combat sports period, you got DJ in the MMA. You got Jones in the MMA. You got Thurman. Farmer. You got plenty of fighters in both fields that are just underpromoted because you need, like, a great white hype. And another point with boxing, too. That stuff that Lampley talk about, the Gotti list and all this stuff, is all good. But when most of your champions are great boxers, like guys who are slick, guys who can do different things in the ring besides get punched in the face and punched back, you calling that boring. So why would people tune in? You got to promote these slick fighters just like you promote the brawlers. And I think it'll work out. Look at Triple G. All these fighters got... Cut it.
Jaffe.
Drive-by.
It's drive-by.
It's just one of them days. Don't take it personal.
Don't take it personal, ladies and gentlemen. It is a spontaneous show. Remember to subscribe to the channel. Get those notifications every time we go live. We are giving everybody 45 seconds. We're going out to some alumni in California.
It's the info, Joe.
Tell the truth, go.
This portion of the show we call In the Know, presented by my brother.
You know, there ain't no show without Info Joe. What up? Yo, I heard an interview one time with Mayweather, and they asked him, who's the next pay-per-view star? And I think they mentioned Spence and a few others. And he was like, it's not about if they can fight real good. I'm paraphrasing. Is if they have that swag, that personality, like Mike Tyson, like he didn't say this, I'm saying this. People like Mike Tyson, like Sugar Ray Leonard, they overshadowed the other boxers in that era because of their personality. If you want to maximize your 5 minutes of fame of being pound for pound, you got to go out, you got to go for it, man. Why the time is yours right now? So Crawford, man, he's like watching him and Spence is like. They give you one-liners on an interview. I feel like I know them, but I don't know them. That's my call.
Joe, thanks for calling in. Listen, you struck up some good conversation, and I'm happy to have two co-hosts to throw this back around with here. Oh man, we're gonna have to kidnap Sean, Matt, and do a couple of shows with this guy. But I know he's gonna fall into this conversation. Did I just have a moment? Oh, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
It happened.
I almost had a moment. But here it is, Sean. We had a discussion that turned into a debate. The comments got heated. Gervonta Davis, star,
oh God,
brighter than Lomachenko, pay-per-view star. I mean, he's throwing that phrase around. Floyd's throwing that phrase around. And Info Joe just said what he said. Is Gervonta really a Tyson, a Floyd, a Pacquiao? Is he an Oscar? Is he a Canelo? Does he have what it takes to really get people to buy? Or is he going to drop like Terrence Crawford and do 50,000 on a pay-per-view?
Well, this goes for Gervonta and Terrence, though. You what are we saying? Are we saying you gotta be Floyd Mayweather or Pacquiao or De La Hoya to be considered having a successful career as a draw? Because you had guys like Hearns Hagler and Hopkins who were almost never the A side but still found their way to multi-million dollar checks and fights and pay per views. So when I'm saying Crawford could still get there, even if he's doing it the way he's doing it, I'm saying he could still get to that pay per view level, maybe not
2-3 million pay-per-view sales, but he could still get to a pay-per-view level. But about
what level? What's his average?
You're asking, does he have more? What do you mean?
Like, let's say your theory goes right, that he just keeps getting these fights, that he eventually gets, he fights the Jesse Vargases on ESPN, he fights the Amir Khans, the Lamont Petersons, and then he fights the Dannys, the Keiths, maybe on pay-per-view. What numbers are those? Like, what do they do?
I think eventually he could be a guy that would sell in a fight with Errol Spence close to 2-3 years from now, 2 years from now, maybe 400,000 pay-per-view buys, maybe 500,000.
I don't see that at all.
We sneeze at that because we came from...
I don't see that.
Yeah, okay.
How does he get there? Because he... Remember, I mean, let's just be honest here that some guys are stars and some guys just aren't. Doesn't matter how good you are. Terrence Crawford, unfortunately, could be the Pernell Whitaker. And I know we as the media don't like saying that, but that's just a fact. That right now he's on that level.
Whitaker didn't have the internet. He didn't have the
internet. Crawford has the internet, and is it helping him?
He's still young, Matt. It could still change. He can understand. Look at Shannon Briggs.
500,000.
I'm going to tell you why. Shannon Briggs is a perfect example. He's a guy that continues to remain relevant no matter what of age, and that's because self-promotion. Let's get back out to the phone lines.
What was Shannon Briggs' last pay-per-view buy rate? Because you can be internet star, but that doesn't mean you're a pay-per-view star.
True. Very true.
Very different things.
Okay. So what if he does wind up being Pernell, and he still has them two pay-per-view fights with a Julio Cesar Chavez and Oscar, wins all those belts, you know? Is that, would we say we would say he wasn't a huge draw, but would we say he was a failure as a draw? What do you think of that?
Again, I think.
I mean, if he still had.
Here's the thing. When we talk about draws, we really only care about the superstars, right? We really only care about the Canelos, the Joshuas, the Mayweathers, McGregors. That's when we talk about draws, that's really what we talk about.
Now, when we talk about draws, we're talking about dudes that could average a million or better. Can pack a stadium.
Oh, you're talking about like pay-per-view buy rates, right? Like can average. Yeah, that's what we're really talking about.
Because Cotto's only getting about 300,000 buys, but he's selling out the Garden.
Sean, but Cotto match with the right person got way better numbers. Cotto match with Pacquiao. Cotto match with Mayweather. Cotto.
Yeah.
Canelo.
Cotto, Canelo, good numbers. You know? You got to. Right. He wasn't a strong.
They didn't do great numbers every time.
Listen, he wasn't a strong A side because Cotto Sergio was like 500, so he wasn't a strong A side, but he was decent. He was decent. He was at least an A minus, while the other guys are A plus.
I don't think Crawford ever reaches a Miguel Cotto stardom.
Damn, that's crazy. That's harsh. Yo, let's get to the callers. Marcus DC, 45 seconds. Go.
Yo, I think Terrence Crawford is a mix between Virgil Hill and Pernell Whitaker. A lot of people don't remember this. On his 84 Olympic team, Virgil Hill was like an undefeated light heavyweight champion for years, but he never left Bismarck, North Dakota. With the proximity of Terrence Crawford in the Midwest, why hasn't he gravitated to being a regular star in Las Vegas? Part of the glitz and glamour come with glitz and glamour people seeing you. Unlike the dude in Belly, like you say, is this the illest nigga in Nebraska? Outside of the electric environment that they have there, who the fuck knows who Terrence Crawford is outside of Nebraska? He's a phenomenal fighter. He may be the best fighter in boxing right now. But unless they move him, we're going to have problems. They have to build a better following for him somewhere outside of fucking Nebraska, man. This is why people don't know him. And is he a good guy or is he a bad guy? You're saying he can't promote himself.
Damn, Matt, but is that the right thing? Take him out of that hometown, guys? I mean, Matt, Sean, brief answers here so we can get to these callers that are waiting, but I mean, look, you don't find crowds like that. Do you really want to move them?
If he wants to become a bigger star, then he has to go to a bigger market.
I just don't see what's the difference.
You
got to
at least move them back and forth.
I think TV is bigger than being at a stadium. More people see you on TV than go to the stadium. What do you
mean? We're talking about opportunities, right? We're talking about media opportunities, right? We know the hubs for media are New York and L.A. If you're not in those media markets, you're not getting shown on TV as much. You're not getting shown on the Good Morning Americas. You're not getting shown on those morning talk shows. You're not getting shown the late night circuit. You're not going to Conan O'Brien or David, or not David Letterman, he's not on anymore, Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel. You're not going on those if you're not in L.A. or New York. You got to be in those two markets.
All right. Phone calls. We're going to Phil Thrill in New York City. Brooklyn, talk to us.
My own stop clock, too. You know, check it. In history, there's always was a fighter, you know, or a set of fighters that did the most damage, and it was the best trash talkers around. If you name them, the Ali's, the Roy Joneses, you understand? They know how to, you know, trash talk. He has to step out now. He has to show that confidence. I'm sorry. He has to. At these fights, he got to come on slick. He might have to get a writer. You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to be able to catch the wings on the fly and shadow box raindrops. You know what I'm saying? You got to say stuff like that. You got to go in there and back it up. You already been backing it up. Let's go. And also, these ideologies out here, let's act like they ain't shoving Golovkin and them down our throat. Let's be out of here, man. My name is Phil.
Phil, great call. Great call. Everybody's kind of singing the same tune, guys. They want to see him do more. 630-677. 630-677. First time caller?
Yeah, first time caller.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and play this first time caller intro. You let the world know your name and where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Hey, this is David from Chicago.
Damian, Chicago, talk to us.
Hey, it's David. But real quick, Crawford's promotion, three simple words, 147. I like when you guys were talking about ESPN earlier. I put it in the people's face. Showtime, HBO, pay-per-view, they got a monopoly on combat sports right now. You get it out to the public, ESPN, you're going to convert the casuals to the hardcores, and that's my call.
Great call. Similar to our host, Sean says, keep putting it, and they'll come. We're going to O in Long Island. Talk to us.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I agree. I completely agree with Chicago that just called. If he moves up to 147, that's just a way more interesting division. So I think by default, he'll become a bigger star. And I've heard people calling in talking about Broner. I don't think he should fight.
90 seconds.
Because he's a big name. And that's my call.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. We're going out to Northern California zone. Alex.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
Come with me. Hail Mary, run with me. What do we have here now?
Yes, sir.
BoxingVoice.com. Everybody fight it.
What's
up, guys? I think Terrence Crawford's doing great. I just got to keep winning, like Sean said. But I think a fighter's worst mistake is when he gets that opportunity to call out that name after a victory, and he says, "Oh, I'll fight anybody." That's one of the worst mistakes, man. I mean, your accomplishments do speak, you know, your accomplishments in the ring, they speak volumes, but you have to generate that interest. Not necessarily have to be disrespectful, but you definitely got to generate the interest. I think Top Rank did a good job with the promotion. There's just too many distractions, man. You got Mayweather McGregor. It's too close to that.
10 seconds.
NFL preseason also affected the numbers. That's what I have to say, man.
Well, all right, Alex, thanks for calling in. We're going to CT in Connecticut. Talk to us.
Great performance. I think it was a great performance by Crawford. The only issue I have with him being a top rank, I don't see too many fights in the horizon at welterweight. I mean, all the other, you know, notable fighters have either retired or, you know, the issues with him, I think he's going to maybe – especially if Pacquiao wins, he might have to retire if he wants to retire. And then I remember Matisse being high up in the rank in that division. He might have to fight Matisse for a vacant title for the WBO.
Well, all right, CT, thanks for calling in. We're going out to New Jersey. Amin, talk to us.
Fellas, listen,
Terrence Crawford, instead of standing up there talking about he going fishing, he should have said, yeah, I'm going fishing and I'm using Pacquiao's nuts for bait. You know, the worst thing he could do is to go on Twitter or social media and complain about what's happening, and it's his opportunity, it's his responsibility, because if Broner can keep getting fights and not backing it up with his skill, and Crawford's got all the skill in the world, and he lacks some personality, I mean, we can't do a Frankenstein. So, Bud, I'm telling you, you got a great, you know, what's his trainer's name? Bo Mack?
Brian McIntyre.
He's very engaging. You know, Bud is, he's very engaging. And Bud, you got to step up out there and speak up. You can't be like Nas. You can't be no silent king, bro. You got to speak up and be heard. That's my call.
I mean, right on time. I ain't want to hit you with the bell. Final thoughts, gentlemen. Sean, final thoughts. What do you think? I guess word of advice to Terrence Crawford and his team. And put out, you know, give them a word of advice. And also give us your next four fights you want to see for Bud Crawford at 47, realistic. Then I guess you could throw in two politics aside fights.
Okay, well, I guess if I would say first to Terrence, think of another guy who was a switch hitter that fought southpaw and right-handed and was number one pound for pound and didn't really like talking to people, and that was Marvelous Marvin. And no one knew who Marvin was when he was held the title the first couple years, but then he called out Sugar Ray. He fought Duran. He called out Tommy Hearns. He did some interviews. He was himself, but he put himself out there. And now, everybody, even people who don't know boxing, know the name Marvelous Marvin Hagler. So, you know, just referencing an example, a legitimate example of a guy maybe he could relate to, even a guy he fights like a little bit. So that's there. Four fights for Terrence Crawford would be, I mean, you said I got to involve politics, or I could just name any four fights I want for him.
Absolutely.
The four fights would
no,
be...
No, four realistic fights. Then you could give me your two politics aside fights.
Oh, man. I mean, the two politics aside fights are obviously Keith Thurman and Errol Spence. At 140, he could... I mean...
No, 47. Know, 47. To, 47.
Oh. I mean, he could fight the Lamont Petersons of the world who kind of flirt between 40 and 47. He could fight.
Wait,
know,
wait, wait,
Andre Bertels
wait,
of the
wait,
world,
wait, again, wait. Why do you say politics aside? Why do you say politics aside? I want Thurman and Earl, but then all of a sudden, realistically, you think guys like Lamont Peterson,
yeah.
Lamont
and Berto are what you think they're at the level of? Do you think they're? You think they are where John Molina was in December of 2016?
Or feel like he is?
I mean, those guys are definitely better than John Molina. Feel they're more like on the level of Felix Diaz, a legitimate 140, 147.
Well, I meant more like expendable to Heyman.
Felix Diaz was Heyman. I don't know why you're being that perfect.
Oh, I mean, honestly, I'm comparing it to it because I can't think of any name that he could fight other than the names I really want him to fight. You know, and the only guys I could even think of were with Al Heyman, not with Top Rank. So I'm just pretty much stumped on this one. I've only really thought of the fights I want to see him in, which is, you know, the fights everybody wants to see: Garcia, Porter, Spence, Thurman. That's the fights I want to see. I mean, outside of that, I mean, yeah, like those are a couple of level guys. Even if it's not Lamont or Berto, I mean, those level guys ranked in the top 10 for your first fight at 47, someone solid and legitimate. But I can't honestly think of any names off top I really could say.
Matt, you're up. Final thoughts. First four fights, politics aside. And
I've given my list. I mean, Jesse Vargas is reasonable. I still think Lamont Peterson's reasonable. Andre Berto is definitely reasonable. Those guys are on the level of Felix Diaz. Those are not Heyman's best. And like you said, Ness, Heyman doesn't send his best over to Top Rank to fight Terrence Crawford. And those guys aren't that. So those are reasonable fights. maybe I wouldn't want to see this, but Lucas Matisse is still reasonable. Even maybe a Brandon Rios is reasonable at 147. We're going to get somebody along those lines, maybe an Omar Figueroa. You know, we're not going to get a Thurman, Danny, Sean, or a Keith, obviously, till 2019, probably.
I like the Jesse Vargas fight, Matt.
It makes sense. It's in-house.
That was mine. That was mine. He stole that. I said I that Sunday.
Steal it. What do you mean I steal it? There's only two guys in the top-ranked stable, really, that are welterweights.
Well, I'm the one that has you thinking this way. You were automatically thinking all Heyman fighters. Like it was.
I still think he can go after Lamont tomorrow. He can go fight Lamont tomorrow, and that's reasonable to make. I don't understand why you don't think that's reasonable. But again, that's a rabbit hole of a debate.
Yo, that fight would be so interesting.
Oh, of course it would.
Lamont's body work, he would have to get inside of that reach of Crawford, and Crawford is a master at range.
I think it's a fantastic fight. I think, and it would set up, it would automatically give him a version of a title. It would give him the WBA regular belt that would set up a fight with maybe Keith Thurman later down the line. That would make sense. Obviously, the winner of Jeff Horn, Manny Pacquiao, is still on the table, I would say, right, for Crawford.
Absolutely.
So any of those guys I mentioned, the top 10 and top 15.
That's the most realistic one right there.
I don't think it is.
Is Horn or Vargas?
It's probably Vargas, I feel like.
I've talked about matching Crawford with Horn.
Horn, it depends on who wins that fight. Because I can see Pacquiao winning that rematch and retiring and not giving Crawford that fight.
Exactly why you got to clubber lane him.
I'm saying if Horn wins,
Horn will take the fight because Horn obviously doesn't give a fuck. He will fight anyone.
This is why you clubber lane him. You gotta clubber lane him right now. Right now, when people think it's relevant, especially when they sign it, they do the promotion. You hijack every promotional tour, kind of like Richard Abril did to Brandon Rios way back then. You know, you gotta do that if you're Crawford. I know he's not, but imagine if he Dylan Whited the fucking press table, like, man, fucking bullshit ass fight. I'm the real champ. You fighting this nobody. I'll beat both of you in a set. Oh my God, we would love it. It would be everywhere. Yo, beautiful. Beautiful. That's my final thoughts right there. Find me on Instagram at NessGTO and at Twitter at NessGTO. And you can catch my co-hosts our guest host for the day, Las Vegas correspondent Sean Zatel at.
You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio's on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Facebook, etc. Peace.
Sean?
Just at Sean TBV or hit me up on Facebook or all Twitter. Right. Sean Zatel. Later.